Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Well now, summertime's here, babe. Need something to keep you cool. All right. Summertime's here, babe, but need something to keep you cool. You better look out now, I got something for you. Tell you what.
Yes, we do. We've got a little something for you right now, right here on She Said, He Said. It is 9:26, and we are back. Find out if you are naughty or nice, because Tamara Keith is in the house, and she brought a little clementines with her, which is frightening right now, because it's so amazing looking. I don't even know what to do.
If I'm not talking, it's because I got a mouthful of ice cream.
Gordon just went into heaven right now. So welcome to the show, Tamara. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Oh, we are super duper scared that you're here right now. This is unbelievable. So you're here with clementines.
I am.
And it's our Naughty or Nice Creamery. So tell us a little bit about your story and how did you, first of all, the name clementines and then the Naughty or Nice, what's that all about?
Sure. So clementines is kind of a name from our grandmother's generation. And I love all things vintage. And my grandmother had this friend when I was a little girl who was this really elegant older lady with this long silver hair, which you typically don't see on older ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I was a little girl, I just had this image of elegance and beauty. And I grew up saying, if I ever have a little girl someday, I'm going to name her Clementine.
Oh.
And I have not been blessed with that in life so far.
So you had ice cream. You gave birth to ice cream.
Clementine's is definitely my child.
Oh. That's great. I love that story.
It's a child that never disappoints.
No. No. So, okay. So then from there, you've started this Clementine's.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about the naughty or nice behind it.
Sure. So we have a patent pending trade secret method of I figured out how to freeze the alcohol into ice cream up to 18%.
So obviously you're not going to tell us then.
Absolutely not. I'd have to kill you. But so the naughty ice creams are boozy and fun ice creams for guests 21 and older.
Okay, so you could have an ID to eat this ice cream.
That's right. We absolutely do ID everyone that comes in, even if they want to try the boozy stuff. So that's the naughty ice cream. So they're jam-packed full of booze. So it's not like some people claim, oh, it's just rum raisin or they sprinkle something in there. It's actually super boozy and fun.
So tell me a little bit about, we actually mentioned it the other night when we were looking at some ice cream. Of course, we didn't eat any because, and you're talking about the difference of your ice cream than what you might buy in the stores.
Sure. So
the air in it, you were.
Yeah. So we are the first and only micro creamery here in St. Louis and actually within five states. And so some people are like, well, what's a micro creamery? And I traditionally like to say, think of micro brewery for beer, but for ice cream, right? So in order to be a micro creamery, you have to meet five specific qualifications. First off, you have to be small batch, meaning you can't make your ice cream in big industrious machines. So we actually have people who make the ice cream every day in a small ice cream machine in a batch freezer. Two, it has to be handcrafted. So everything that goes into the ice cream, you have to make by hand. So we salt our own caramels, we candy our own pecans. If there's a pie cake or cookie in it, we make it and put chunks of it or swirls of it or whatever. And then third is you have to be all natural. And, oh, by the way, we are the only all-natural ice cream maker in the state of Missouri. So when you think of ice cream that you had it when you were a kid, all-natural that way, ours is the only one that doesn't use anything artificial, no artificial colors, flavors, fillers, emulsifiers, stabilizers, or anything. So those are the first the kind of three components to being a micro creamery. The last two go into the butterfat. You have to have over 16% butterfat in order to be a micro creamery. And so everything else in the grocery store has about a 10 to 12% butterfat. So it's totally a different product. That way the flavor stays with you. You don't have to eat as much. It carries the flavor. You can really tell the difference between a super premium ice cream and one that isn't. And then the last component, which you mentioned earlier, is the overrun. So overrun is the amount of air that's whipped into the ice cream. So traditionally, commercial ice creams have 100% overrun in them. So meaning when you buy a pint of ice cream at the store, you're actually only getting 50% ice cream and the rest is air. That's 100% overrun.
That's why he feels it's okay. He can eat a whole tub at one sitting.
Because
it's only air.
Yeah.
So then how come I don't gain weight?
Is that the same thing? Is that like in custard too? Is there air in custard as well?
Yes, there is air in custard.
Because, now this is crazy, but would you take, I had an ice cream cone a while back, Logan, and when I took a bite of it, it just felt like it collapsed.
You know, because there was 100% air in it.
It was crazy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
So all of our ice creams are made with, and in order to be a microcreamer, it has to be made with less than 30% overrun. That's why when you pick up a pint of our ice cream, it's so heavy, is because there's hardly any air in the product.
It's incredible. So some of the flavors that we have
Let's
here right now.
Let's make this less heavy.
So, okay. So in this right here, if you don't drink, do you have also ice cream that doesn't have the alcohol in it?
Yes.
Or booze, as you call it.
Yeah, our fun booze. Yeah, that's our nice creams. So we have the naughty
ice cream
and nice. So depending on what kind of mood you're in, right? I mean, we're all a little naughty sometimes.
Sometimes.
Some of us more than others.
So the first one, of course, Gordon goes to grab into. Is this naughty?
No, this is a nice. I actually brought four nice ones and one naughty one
So
today.
We didn't leave a little loopy?
That's right.
Okay, so he can't even talk now. All right,
that's
so
amazing.
This one
that's
here.
That's the peppermint, right?
Yes. So
oh,
we
my
just
gosh.
Launched a peppermint ice cream for the holidays. Mm. We do all this the ice cream for the Fox and the Fox Theater. Said, hey, we would love for you to do a peppermint ice cream for us this year. So we did, and then we launched it in our stores too because it's been such a hit.
Okay, so that's your peppermint. And then your next one here is, what does that say?
Italian butter cookie.
Italian butter cookie. Wow. And there's huge chunks. Gordon, you need to take pictures of all of these opened up so you can see the chunks that are in there. All right, and then you have a butternut squash sorbet?
Yes, it's delicious.
That sounds like something for Thanksgiving. Squash, the
it's
fall.
Kind of, it's a fall. It's a fall, winter flavor. Okay. You know, we're known for our unusual flavors, and people come in all the time to try the new flavors, right? Because we launch new ones all the time.
Right.
So that was kind of a fun one. You know, we have a really big following of people who can't consume dairy. So we have tons of great vegan ice creams, and we always have a lot of unique sorbets in the store as well.
Incredible. So what's the experience when we go into your store? What are you going to expect to find in your creamery when you walk in there? Is this a place you can go and sit down and enjoy, you know, mm-hmm. your flavors?
Yeah. So it depends on the location. So our location in Lafayette Square is quite small, but our location in Clayton on Demun, the only ice cream place actually in Clayton, there's plenty of seatings. But it's you kind of walk in and it's a little bit of hip, it's a little bit of cool, it's a little bit of traditional, a little bit of sentimental, but you definitely feel like you're kind of walking into a French ice cream parlor.
Wow.
So it's definitely a place, a destination place, but it's also a place that when people discover us, they're like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And then they bring everybody and their family and friends. And when people come in town, so we're super busy over the holidays because we get everyone who lives out in Chesterfield and North County, and they're like, oh, we got to take our family, we got to bring our friends and come down to this place. So it's super fun.
So you can buy it to go.
That Italian butter cookie is incredible.
Incredible.
So it's if you think about those old Speculoos cookies you used to get when you were a kid.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes, that's what it is. And so we get these like incredible Italian butter cookies, and then we turn them up with our dairy, and then we have chunks of the cookie and the cream in it.
And then you can get, when you're getting this type of ice cream, then can you, you know how when you go to ice cream places, they have, you don't do the typical, you're kind of getting the ice cream that you get, not like Gordon banana splits and things like that, right?
Yes, we do ice cream, and that's what we do, and we do it better than anyone else in the country.
You do.
It really is the best ice cream in America. But yeah, we like to focus on what we do best. I think a lot of places try to do a bunch of different things, and I don't think sometimes they do it very well. So yeah, we do ice cream.
This is incredible. If you're doing Christmas dinner, you will be the big hit at the Christmas dinner if you bring this to the table.
You know, one customer came in And she said, you know, no one ever remembers you when you bring a bottle of wine to dinner or a party, but everyone remembers you when you bring ice cream.
No kidding.
She's like, she's fanatical. She takes it to all her client meetings, all her customers, her family parties and everything. She's like, I am a hit because I'm bring
her
ice cream.
I'm taking this when I'm out trying to get sales. I'm taking this. Try this. Oh, this
For
is
now
incredible.
On. Yeah. Would you like You'll more win them over.
Would you like more of it? I'll tell you where to get it. It is incredible stuff. I'll tell you what. Did you taste this yet?
No, I haven't got to taste anything. I'm afraid I can't talk if I do that because I'll be like making funny sounds and people will be wondering what's going on in here is what it's going to happen.
Be like, I want some of that.
Yeah.
It's a tough interview because you just want to eat. You don't want to talk.
Okay, now answer the question. Kelly's in one hand. Ice cream's in the other. Which one are you going to choose, Gordon?
I'm taking the ice cream. After
See, there you go. And you heard it straight
That's my naughty side.
At least he's honest.
That's true. Tell us your stores again, Tamara.
We have our first location is at 1637 South 18th and Lafayette Square, right on the corner of Lafayette and 18th, down around the corner from Squires. And our second location is at 730 DeMunn, which is right in Clayton on DeMunn, a couple doors down from the Oyster Bar and a couple doors up from the brand new restaurant, Louis.
And if people want to find out more about you, can you give us your website and information?
Sure. It's at www.clementinescreamery.com.
That's awesome. You got to get this stuff. If you guys have not tasted clementines, you must go get some. I mean, it's just heavenly.
What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, gosh, that's so hard. Probably right now, it's either that Vietnamese cinnamon apple pie with the chunks of apple pie in it or the Italian butter cookie. I really love that one right now. I can eat that till I'm blue in the face.
I like peppermint ice cream, and when I saw that you had peppermint ice cream here, I about lost it. But then I tried the Italian butter cookie, and it kind of won a little bit over the peppermint ice cream.
Did you try the butternut squash? Because a lot of listeners are probably thinking, butternut squash sorbet? What?
Yeah, I kind of said that when you, the word squash is just.
Try it.
I am trying the butternut squash right now. Let's see what this tastes like.
There you go. He can't say anything.
That's good.
That's good.
Right? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
People are always like sort of pensive. You know, some of our flavors, they're like, I don't know, that sounds funky.
All vegetables and I'm like, should be made in ice cream form.
Well, Tamara Keith, thank you so much for being with us with Clementines. That's naughty or are naughty and nice?
Naughty and nice.
Naughty and nice.
You can
want
be
a
both.
Little booze in your ice cream? She's got it for you. If you want to be nice, she's got that ice cream for you as well. So hang on, stick around for a minute. We're going to pass this ice cream around and let everybody taste it. If you haven't been to Clementine's, you're definitely going to want to. It's ice cream like you have never witnessed before in your life.
Heaven.
It is ice cream heaven. It's truly completely different. I'm an ice cream lover, and this right here, I no longer like regular ice cream after having this.
No.
So we're going to just kind of twist it around a little bit from sweet, incredibly delicious ice cream to sweet and adorable animals, because it's 'tis the season for giving. Give second chances to animals. Meet, adopt, and love with the Humane Society of Missouri. Welcome to the show. We've got Ann McLaughlin. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are awesome right now because Clementine's Naughty and Nice Ice Creamery, creamery is in the house.
It's
and
good
so,
day to be in the studio.
Yeah, you should have come by today, Ann, instead. you'd be just as happy. So tell us a little bit. We're excited that we were able to share the Humane Society with a Chesterfield Lifestyle magazine this month, and there's nothing like bringing home a precious furry animal to adopt a pet. So tell us what's going on over there at the Humane Society of Missouri.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the holidays, although they can be busy, it's actually a really good time to bring home a pet because, you know, the kids are off of school. Maybe you've taken some time off of work. Everybody's kind of home for a little bit. So it can be a great family bonding time to get, you know, a new pet acclimated to the home, to your habits, to your schedule, and a time that everybody can really spend some time with it before we all go back to the daily grind of school and work and everything. So this weekend, actually, at all of our locations, we have no-fee cat adoptions. So all cats over 6 months of age, there's no adoption fee. You still have to come in and, meet the kitties and do an interview with our adoption counselors to make sure that it's the right fit. But that can be a really great, you know, kind of early holiday present, bringing home a cat this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And what about, there's something about a fur baby, fur buddies?
Oh, our forever friends.
Yes.
So, yeah. So if you're not able to adopt right now, maybe you're all filled up, but you still want to do something, maybe for a family member or friend that helps animals, you can sponsor or adopt a forever friend. And these are some of our alumni animals that have, you know, overcome great tragedy in their lives and gone on. They've gotten that second chance at the Humane Society, and now they have a forever home. So what you can do, you can go online. It's hsmo.org/foreverfriends, and that's spelled F-U-R-E-V-E-R, friends, forever, of course. And you can choose a dog or a cat to sponsor. And for $50, you're going to actually provide shelter. You're going to provide veterinary care. Lots of TLC from our staff for thousands of dogs, cats, everything that comes into our shelters. And what your gift recipient will get is an adorable plush version of the dog or cat that you choose to sponsor. And you'll get a little information card about how that animal came to us, how it was helped by the Humane Society, and how that sponsorship is going to go on to help more animals. So maybe you know somebody that's an animal lover, but they can't take another one home. This is a great way to help homeless animals and give a cute little gift at the same time.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Well, so how many locations do you have here, you know, locally in the St. Louis area for people to be able to stop by and maybe meet their new furry friend?
Yeah, we've got three locations in the St. Louis area. These are our dog, cat, and, you know, critter locations where you can adopt rabbits and other small friends.
Oh, really? Not just cats and dogs. You've got, even have other. I love it.
We've got rabbits. We often have guinea pigs, gerbils, hamsters, all sorts of animals. So, you know,
the critters.
Come and check us. Yeah, always come and check us out first because you just never know what we're going to have at the shelters. So we've got our St. Louis City location. That's at 1201 Mapa, and that's the one that is our main building. We've got a new location in Maryland Heights. That's at the intersection of Page and Schutz. That's our Best Buddy Center, and that's our brand new location. If you haven't been out there, definitely come and check it out. And then we've got a third one in Chesterfield Valley, and that's on Edison, 17357 Edison Avenue. And all of these centers also have a veterinary clinic, so if you need a vet for your pet, you can check that out too. And another great thing for this holiday season, all three of these locations have awesome gift shops that have gifts for people, gifts for pets, for animal lovers, and toys, pet supplies. And the best part is that when you purchase from these gift shops, the profit all goes back into the animals. You're helping homeless animals at the same time while buying these awesome gifts.
That's wonderful. I've actually been in your Chesterfield Valley location, and it is awesome. And your boutique is adorable and has lots of things to offer. And I cannot believe how much it's changed over the years, you know, seeing your veterinarian and all that you have in there to help animals.
It's a great environment for them. Yeah.
Yeah, really cheerful. It's not, you know, back in the days of people kind of think of animal shelters as these scary places, but, you know, we try really hard to make it a positive experience for the animals. You know, it's not the same as being in a forever home, but we're going to try to make it as great as we can for the time that they're with us.
Absolutely.
So if you, I've got one other thing.
Yes,
if
please.
If you are... maybe you've got a horse lover in your life, somebody who maybe wants a goat or a chicken, but maybe they're not quite ready to bring one home. Our Barn Buddy sponsorship program is just like the Forever Friends, where you can sponsor one of our farm animals at Long Meadow Rescue Ranch. This is our fourth location, and this is our horse and farm animal rehabilitation center. So we're not just the dogs and cats. We've got horses, pigs, ducks, and all sorts of other ranch animals available for adoption. But again, if you're not able to adopt one, you can check us out, our Barn Buddy sponsorship program. is, like I said, kind of the same thing as the Forever Friends. You can choose a horse, you can choose a chicken, you can choose a goat, ducks, and your gift recipient will receive a plush version of that animal. And again, a sponsorship card, information about how the animal came to us, what it overcame, and how they were rehabilitated and how they're doing today. So it's another really cute way to give somebody a gift that's also giving back to animals in need.
Oh, I love it. I love everything that you're all doing. And I think it's a wonderful cause. And I know that when people are looking for their pets that they want, what a great place to go to is the Humane Society, so that you can really help find a second chance for an animal. So we appreciate you so much for all that you do. And you can go to HSMO, so simple, HSMO.org, and find out how you can give a second chance and rescue an animal. So thank you for rescuing them first and then allowing us to take them home. So Anne McLaughlin with the Humane Society of Missouri, thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing all our information about all these wonderful animals. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks. Have a great day and a great holiday season.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. If you want to get a furry friend, you know where to go, right?
Yes.
And they don't just have cats and dogs, apparently.
No. I was wondering if they have reptiles. What's that look for?
Go in and get yourself an alligator.
An alligator or a snake. A snake.
Who's going to rescue a snake?
You never know.
Really?
Grover looks like the type that would rescue a snake.
Would you rescue a snake?
He says no. Nope.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Dogs are so cute. I just want to take them home every time I see them. It's like I want to take home three. But we already have three, so that probably wouldn't be good.
In fact, we would like someone to take one of ours home is what we would really like.
Kelly would.
Oh, that's it. Blame it on me, right?
She's being naughty.
I am not being naughty. They just drive me crazy. There's just too many of them. They're everywhere. Well, we've got a little bit of ice cream here to eat today, so that's going to be fun. But besides eating ice cream, what can the rest of us do this weekend? Anything fun going on and rocking?
Something that I did when I was a kid, and it was great. It was awesome, and they're still doing it. They've been doing it forever, it seems like. And, well, I'm 56, so I know they've been doing it that long. The Harlem Globetrotters are in town today, and they have two shows, one at 2 and one at 7 at Scott Trade Center. Doors open prior to each game. You go down there, Scott Trade, see the Harlem Globetrotters. What a great show they are. It's a family fun show. It's a really good thing to do, so go see the Harlem Globetrotters. Also, next week, which me and Kelly will be attending, is the Christmas Carol at the Fox Theater. Go to the Fox Theater. You can go to Ticketmaster.com to get tickets for the Christmas Carol. That's always a great show.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Get you in that spirit.
Also, Jingle Fest is going on.
What's that?
Jingle Fest. It is a country concert. It raises money.
Get your boots on.
Old Dominion, Low Cash, Walker Hayes, Delta Rare, and Brandon Lay. They are there at the...
Don't know any of them.
Yeah. So go see at the Family Arena. And also the Holiday Parlor Tour. I love these home
Holiday
shows.
Parlor?
In Lafayette Square.
Oh, so you can go to the Creamery then, Naughty or Nice, and Clementine's.
There you go. It's December 10th, which is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lafayette Square. Go see that. Those are really cool. I've been wanting to do those. Go take those house tours on those old homes because they decorate them for Christmas. They already look cool, but then they put Christmas decorations in them. They even look better.
So. Tamara, have you been in through them?
Oh, yes. And I was a lucky participant for 3 years in a row.
Really?
Previously. And I opened up my house for the parlor tour.
Well, just invite us over and have some ice cream and we'll be there.
Yeah. No, it's a really spectacular tour.
Really?
And also in Lafayette Square for the first year, they are doing a holiday market during the day in the plaza in Lafayette Square as well. So if you go out for the house tour, you can pop over and check out all the crafts and goodies and markets and ornaments. It's going to be really cool.
Sounds like a good time.
And of course, Clementine's is right around the
corner. Right there waiting for you.
Go get your ice cream and then check out the houses.
There you
go. Cinnamon apple pie. Ugh. That's delicious.
And a shout out, one more shout out to the, well, I got a couple shout outs, but King's Ball, don't forget the King's Ball. You can still get tickets for that. Go to kingsball.org. It is the party of the year.
Truly.
And it raises
is.
Money for Responder Rescue, which is a great, great cause.
Smash will be performing there.
Yes,
you'll
will.
Be doing some music
doing
there
some
as well.
DJing in between the breaks for Smash. And it's a great place. Great
you
cause.
You said you had another shout out. Was there something else?
Mary Tuttles, how would you like to just pick something on a wish list? Mary Tuttle's in Chesterfield?
I would. She's allowing you, them.
She's allowing you to make a wish list.
Okay.
And on that wish list, guess what? You get 20% off of everything on your wish list. So that's kind of cool. You get to go in the store, pick out what you want, and then get 20% off.
So do I go pick out and give my wish list to you? And then you get 20% off?
That's the way you do it.
I like that idea a lot better. What's on your wish list?
My wish list? I'm pretty simple. I like gifts. Anything, because we're working so hard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's relaxing. So I love a good massage or a pedicure. You know, something for women a little bit of
like
me time, because I don't get that a whole lot.
I hope somebody's taking notes for you.
Mm-hmm. He's watching TV.
Frank is here next to me, and he is definitely doing that.
He's taking notes right now. So is that all the good stuff that you've got going
on? That's all the good stuff. And a shout out to my buddy Keith out there at Bomberito Cadillac. Took care of me. Took my car in and... one of the best service departments out there, and Keith's been a good friend.
The Batmobile.
So, big shout out to Bomberito's service department, Bomberito Cadillac in St. Peter's. Go see Keith if you have any trouble.
Hope we wrote you a check for that one.
Yeah. Coffee
service
and donuts.
Makes all the difference.
It does make all the difference. It truly does. Boy, I'm telling you, there's some people out there that's like, I just don't know how they're in business with the way that they treat one another when you walk in or call them on the phone. It's incredible.
It's always a good start when you go into the service department and there's donuts.
He sent me a picture of them. He's like, look at those. And I go, oh, holy heavens.
I didn't eat any of them. So there.
I just wanted to mention that.
He was saving himself for Clementine.
Right. Well, I want to give a big shout out to Club Fitness. That's clubfitness.us. If you go online, you can get a 7-day free pass, be able to go in there and work some of this Clementine's off.
Clementine's and donuts. And
absolutely. We want to thank Club Fitness. We also want to invite you to another great place to go for the holidays, which is a great sponsor of our show, is Walter's Jewelry, Walter's Jewelry Inc. Check them out. You know, whether you're looking for that, you know, it's the new year, a lot of people are getting engaged, or if you're looking for a special watch, men love watches, or possibly you just want to look for a piece of fine jewelry. They also have some vintage stuff as well. They do repairs. They have it all. The great thing about them, and that's why you know they do such a great job, and you know they're giving the customer service, they have been open for 100 years. I don't know how many places can possibly say they've been in business for 100 years. Family owned, never sold. It's the same family that's been running it since it's began. No, the first person is not in there. Hello there, can I help you?
No. Yeah.
Chris is now in there running this show. He's one of the sons, I guess, right?
Yes.
One of the sons. So you can go to waltersjewelryinc.com. So say you don't feel like getting engaged, but maybe because you're having a little bit of problem. So I want to make sure that we get all of the people that are behind our show out.
Maybe that diamond ring's lost its luster. And not only that.
It's not shining
the
anymore.
The relationship's lost its luster as
well. Yes, it is. Maybe she's taken that ring and thrown it right into your face and walked out the door. Our friend David Raspoli, who's going to be on the show with us, I think next week, I hope, going to be coming back with us. What a great guy. He's gone through a lot lately. And he is the marriage coach, the St. Louis marriage coach. He assures us, if you have one person already out the door and the other person is barely hanging in there, he has a plan, a method that no one else uses out there. And he assures you, if you were once in love, he will bring you back together again. So that's pretty cool. Go to stlouismarriagecoaching.com. Another way to get your relationship back on track is to take them out for ice cream. And that will make all the difference in the world.
Go see David Raspoli. Bring some ice cream and a ring, and you should probably walk out of there pretty good.
So do you have some holiday plans this weekend? What's your favorite thing to do on the holiday?
Relax when I can.
Really?
No, actually, we're really looking forward to the holiday tour this weekend. It's
okay.
Kind of a big thing in our neighborhood. So people kind of, the whole community pulls together and we do all kinds of, they'll have carolers and they'll have sleigh and wagon rides around the park. So it's kind of a big deal. But other than that, we're making ice cream. You know, we ship ice cream all over the country too. So we call them our elves, are busy in the kitchen.
How hard is that process?
It's really easy. You just go online and you do it.
You just do it. That's what he said. Just do it.
I was talking about shipping the ice cream.
Well, apparently you're in a naughty mood today. So
he had your ice cream. That's what happened.
That's right. No, everyone's, you know, we do all of our stuff homemade too. So we're making marshmallows in the kitchen today and homemade cookies.
I got to go hang out at your place.
Gotta smell
our
amazing
sauces and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So we're holiday, you know, after Christmas, kind of between Christmas or after Christmas and New Year's, we get a little downtime. So we actually shut down all of our facilities. So all of our team members can have some holiday time with their family.
Our last question before we get out the door. Question of the day was, what is your favorite lunch item menu when you were in school? Do you remember your favorite?
Oh, yes. It was the hamburger.
Hamburger. Because
it was like this thin piece of, who if knows, dust. It was really
meat.
Sawdust. Mystery meat. But the buns were so soft and you could like squish it up in your hand, the whole thing.
So
and
it became a ball.
Like, yeah, and I love the little chocolate milk.
Oh, little cartons.
The little cartons.
Those are the best.
25 cents.
There we go. All right. Well, it was a great show today. We appreciate you so much being here today with us.
I loved it. Thank
you. Can't wait to go into the store and experience it for myself. Clementine's Naughty and Nice Creamery and in Lafayette Square. And then you could go down and enjoy the tour and everything around it. So
the tour and ice cream. Perfect day for tomorrow.
Thanks to the Grover for keeping all the buttons pushing, keeping us going. The Humane Society also for all that they do. We'll be back next Saturday. We'll be here for the rest of the month, getting into the holiday spirit and bringing you a lot of great things. So thank you for joining us today on She Said, He Said, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2.
And inside STL.com.
Or on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. Happy holidays to everyone and peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo!
More!
More!
My baby's a love thing.